US presidential election. A controlled explosion has been carried out on a Second World War bomb found on a housing estate in County Down. BBC News.
And the news is presented by Lisa Costello. This is BBC Radio 4. Next, our comedy following the exploits of the fundraising team at a fictional mid-level charity exploring the challenges of trying to do good on an industrial scale. First, where do you stand on soggy bottoms?
On BBC Radio 4.
I think a soggy bottom is a sign of a good time.
Do you need help perfecting your beef Wellington, or are you on the hunt for the ultimate hot sauce recipe?
So you get a sourness, you get a heat, you get sweet, you get hot, you get everything. Reduce it down, then add a little more rum at the end.
Fear not, for my hungry panel are here to devour your questions, offer up inspiration and dish out some advice of their own.
The back of the plane is more enjoyable for an eating experience because there's more moisture in the air, because there's more bodies, as opposed to first class. So I recommend going economy.
The Kitchen Cabinet with me, Jay Rayner, on Saturday mornings at 10:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now at Radio 4, Garrett Millerick's sitcom, Do-Gooders. This week, Clive's feeling awful, and a surprising diagnosis offered by Lauren sends waves across the Alzheimer's Alliance office.
Have you seen this?
Lauren, we talked about this.
Talked about what?
You said that you were going to try and read The Guardian on your way home from work. You know how it upsets you.
I discussed that with my therapist, and you're right. She actually thinks it upsets my IBS.
I've never heard you admit that before. Well done, you.
Admit what?
That The Guardian is the reason you're full of...
Clive!
The army have been blowing people up with bombs.
And The Guardian just found out about this.
Actually, Ken, the story is from the Charity News Network.
Look, what's the army blowing people up got to do with charity?
Have they started working with Dignitas?
No, it's serious. People donated their bodies to charities for important medical research, but the bodies were surplus to requirements, so they were sold to the Ministry of Defence.
Look, she's right. They were used to assess the effects of IEDs on armoured vehicles.
So some poor bugger thought their brain was going to unlock the mysteries of medical science. They wound up being used as a Wile E. Coyote tribute act.
It's not funny.
It's a bit funny.
Right, another busy day at the Alzheimer's Alliance. Lots to do. Clive, Gladys, my office.
Why does she have to announce every meeting like a fire alarm?
Just pride's not another standing meeting.
Standing meetings are productive. They actually get you thinking.
Yeah, thinking, I'd like to sit down.
Do-Gooders by Garrett Millerick, starring Anya Magliano, Lisa McGrillis, Garrett Millerick, Faye Ripley, Ahir Shah and Frank Skinner. This week, The Influencer.
How is Project Influencer going?
I've been doing my best, Harriet, but my marathon training videos aren't getting the traction I'd hoped.
That one where you got a stitch and were sick in a bin did some numbers.
Well, it's hard to train at the moment. I felt like crap for weeks.
Clive, as much as you struggle to fathom this concept, I wasn't actually talking to you. Gladys, how's your influencer project going?
Yeah, it's going okay. I've got a short list of people to reach out to. I mean, I'm working through them one by one.
Hang on, what? Being an influencer is my project. I'm documenting my marathon training.
Yes, your quest to vomit in every bin in London. Yes, we know.
Our social media engagement is terrible, Clive.
So, I suggested Gladys put some energy into exploring new partnership possibilities with people known to have a connection to our cause.
I work here. I'm absolutely inseparable from the cause.
Only because it's virtually impossible to fire people.
I don't want you trying to worm your way into this, Clive. I've got enough to worry about with this Ministry of Defence dead bodies situation.
Ooh, it doesn't get better the second time you hear it. Any clue if Alzheimer's might be implicated?
I'm looking into it.
And what am I meant to do?
Why don't you try bringing me a fundraising proposal? You know,
your job?
I've been trying. Nobody has any vision.
Clive, I have told you repeatedly we are not launching a cryptocurrency.
It's only because you don't know what it is.
Oh, yes, and it was painfully clear from your presentation. Neither do you.
Ken, what happened to your eye?
I was viciously attacked at a life drawing class.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't supposed to be there, to be fair.
I feel absolutely awful. I've got less can-do attitude than a French waiter at the moment.
Meeting went well, then?
Yeah, it's every little boy's dream to grow up to be utterly irrelevant.
My therapist thinks you're depressed, Clive.
Depression's not a real thing. It's just something wankers put in their Twitter bios to try and get extra time in their exams.
You can't! That's not... I'm telling Harriet!
Guys, you should really just be nicer to her.
Sorry, no, Lauren, please come back.
How can Lauren afford a therapist? I can't even afford Pure Gym.
So you're not exercising?
That'll be why you're depressed.
I am not depressed, I'm just run down.
Well, you told me you got 3 hours into a film last night before you realised you'd already seen it.
Erasing the crushing disappointment of The Irishman from one's memory isn't depression, it's self-care.
And you clearly haven't showered in days. That's a clear sign of depression.
My boiler's broken. I don't have any hot water. Oh,
I was wondering why you smelt like the front end of a Debenhams.
Sod off, Gladys.
You should go and see a doctor.
You don't think I've tried that? If a restaurant had the Google reviews of my GP surgery, Gordon Ramsay would have shown up and killed someone by now.
He's not depressed. You're just getting older, Clive. Your body's resigning itself to life's effort-to-reward ratio and is adjusting your energy levels accordingly.
Or...
he's depressed.
Enough, Archie! Have you thought of any new fundraising proposals? You know, your job?
Wow.
Sorry, man. I've been distracted. Landlord's kicking me out.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Archie.
Why don't you move in with Clive?
What? Yeah, what?
Well, you said you were broke.
Oh, I'm absolutely brassic. I've just been forced to downgrade my Netflix to standard definition.
Well, you can have some of Archie's money and he can have your box room.
Oh, I don't know.
What's the alternative?
A series of park benches?
Definitely take the benches.
Archie. Gladys just told me you found a remarkable new contraceptive.
Yes, the flat. Yeah, it all happened so fast, I was going to tell you...
When? Next time I came back to yours?
Well, it was you who said that me moving back with my parents would give you the ick.
I would rather do it on your parents' coffee table whilst they watch Strictly than this.
That is fair.
How does that man find a way of infecting every part of my life and I can never even get a shot in?
It's just temporary.
He's now got an assistant at work and at home. He's going to use you like a butler.
It won't be that bad.
How are we supposed to keep us a secret with you cosplaying as Clarkson's little helper? Hang on. Is this why you grew a beard?
What? No.
I can just picture it. Cocaine coffee table, TV you could signal ships with, framed picture of Boris Johnson next to the Kleenex.
You're not actually far off. He sent me a picture of my room.
And?
It's got the vibe of, like, a travel lodge in a crime scene photo.
Ah, Gladys. Well, go on, take a seat. It transpires that we may, in fact, have done some unfortunate accidental contract work for the Ministry of Defence.
The bodies, I see. And how exactly does it affect us?
One of the research labs we collaborate with was involved. I'm hopeful people won't make too much of a fuss. Most contractors sell on surplus, don't they?
They weren't kitchen tiles, Harriet. There may be some fuss.
I'm going to have my hands full firefighting this. So I just need you to keep this place ticking over whilst I'm out.
What? I've had enough of this break Gladys in case of an emergency policy. Ask Clive for once. He's a manager too.
It's Clive I'm worried about. He's trying to sniff out a project. That is a dangerous state to leave an unsupervised middle-aged man in.
Why don't you just let him get on with it?
Well, the last time I had that attitude, my husband took out a load-bearing wall with a sledgehammer.
If I wanted to spend my life looking after menopausal men, I'd work at a golf club.
Look, you just need to make sure that there, you know, there aren't any more PR disasters while I...
Work out if we inadvertently use someone's nan as an extra in Terminator 5. Got it.
Oh, this is pointless. I just can't focus on anything. And before any of you say it, it's not depression.
I think you've got early onset dementia.
What?
Well, it's just often the closest explanation is the one you think of last.
He hasn't got dementia. He just needs a cardigan and a fishing trip.
You do have a lot of the lifestyle markers. Look at these supporter stories. A lot of parallels.
I'm too young.
No, you're not. It's never too early for early onset.
But I'm healthy.
Are you, though? You smoke, you drink, you have the sleep hygiene of a crack addict. Then there's the mood swings, the headaches, the lack of energy.
Yeah, but I'm nothing like the dweebs on our website.
I'm not sure we should be calling them dweebs.
If you spent more time on the website, you'd know every dementia sufferer is unique. It's in the banner.
Oh, my God. I've got to go.
You don't actually think he's got dementia?
No, of course not. But Harriet's always on the hunt for fun ways to educate. He might learn something, and I'll have fun.
That's not funny.
It's a bit funny.
You know, Gladys, since my dementia diagnosis...
You can't get a dementia diagnosis off Google.
Well, this is Britain. You can't get a diagnosis off anything else.
You've been utterly ridiculous all week.
You can't go around telling Instagram you've got early onset dementia just to get followers.
Well, my phone would disagree. Oh, that's not ideal.
What is it?
I've got 36 missed calls from my sister and 107 from my mum. I'll drop them a voice note.
What's a voice note?
Oh, it's a new way of having a conversation, but you can avoid the inconvenience of letting the other person speak.
That's not new. My wife's been doing that for decades.
You know, guys, people have been so amazing since I've shared my story online. Donations to my marathon effort have absolutely skyrocketed.
You don't have dementia.
It's not okay to put things in your Twitter bio with absolutely no medical basis.
How is your ADHD, Lauren?
Clive, I just thought telling you you might have dementia could improve your empathy with the supporters.
It has. So many people have reached out to me.
She means you empathising with them.
Right, I've got a meeting. Keep Walter Mitty away from the internet while I'm gone.
Clive, out of interest, what are you planning on saying to your followers when it turns out you don't, in fact, have dementia?
Well, you said it yourself. How do you explain my headaches, my forgetfulness, my brain fog, my mood swings?
Last night you ate 2 pepperoni pizzas and drank 6 cans of Guinness while playing Zelda in the dark.
Hey, I just got an Instagram DM from a fellow influencer, no less than Darcy Story.
You're kidding?
Who is she?
She's an influencer. She's got over 1 million followers.
And she wants to help me fundraise.
Well, she's very annoying. I don't see that working.
Oh, shut up, actually. She's not annoying. She's incredible.
Sorry, yes, I meant to say it's actually annoying how incredible she is.
I'm obsessed with her. She does food, meditation, lifestyle. You know the salad I have most days?
No.
Well, that's one of hers.
So this woman tells people what to eat, but she's not a chef.
She sort of influences people's choices.
Oh, she's a waiter.
No, look, just watch this.
Hey everyone, it's Darcy. It's Tuesday and I'm feeling so well and good in myself today. Thank you for your messages. I know you were worried, but I am feeling great.
Oh, I get it. She makes hostage videos.
No, it's not ISIS, it's yoga.
Actually, she's in a small room staring into a camera, telling us today's date and saying she's okay. That is a hostage video.
Well, what's she being held hostage by?
Society's towering stupidity.
She says she's going on Celebrity Mastermind. This is brilliant. She'll help me boost my numbers, and I'll have bagged a big online name before Gladys.
Why don't A-listers ever get Alzheimer's?
What?
If we worked at Parkinson's, we might get to meet the bloke from Back to the Future. There have been some absolutely smashing celebrities get cancer recently. Why can't we have them?
Darcy doesn't have Alzheimer's, her mum did.
Well, it'd be nice if some good people's mums got Alzheimer's.
Gladys? Why does Clive seem to think he has early onset dementia?
Oh, he's told you about that, has he?
No, I've just received a complaint from the helpline department. He's been spending a lot of time down there, apparently.
Well, he's not been well, and I think Lauren thought it might...
I asked you to manage...
It's actually the first time he's ever taken a passing interest in learning about the disease. And you said you wanted him occupied.
This isn't what I had in mind. Oh, I've got a huge mess on my hands.
The MOD dead bodies thing.
Yes, we are definitely one of the charities involved. Thankfully, we only gave them 10 bodies, but, you know, I'm not sure that'll help if it makes the papers.
But how are we to know?
Oh, I'll stick that on the press release, shall I?
Can I help, or...?
We just need to lay low. I'm sure other charities will have donated more bodies. With any luck, this could be very bad for Sandra at British Heart Research.
This is a side of you I've not seen before.
Well, you haven't met Sandra.
Fine, I'll try to pour some water on the Clive fire. Lauren is too young to know that you just don't joke about things like that with middle-aged men.
Yes, there's no bigger group of attention-seeking hypochondriacs on the planet.
Actually, I need your help with something. I've invited Darcy in for a tour tomorrow.
No.
Yes.
Have you cleared this with the celebrity donors team? Like, they're still angry about Les Dennis, you know.
I didn't know he'd make us do all that photocopying.
Everything is transactional with celebrities. You have to clear this.
No, this is mine. I'm not sharing credit.
Well, I don't want to get in any more trouble.
What are you blethering about?
Lauren's so pissed about me moving in with you that she'll only talk to me through Ken. It's like dealing with this passive-aggressive sock puppet.
Calm down. I just want to borrow your gym membership card so I can have a shower. If I meet Darcy like this, she'll get Lynx Africa poisoning. Have you spoken to the boiler man?
Why am I sorting your boiler out? It's your flat. I'm the lodger.
Yes, but you're the events team assistant and your landlord is the events team manager, so legally, I'm fine.
I haven't got the energy for this.
It's one phone call. What's the matter with you?
Actually, I feel absolutely awful.
Oh, God. Maybe you've caught dementia off me.
You can't catch dementia, Clive.
Well, that's what I thought, but 2 years working here... And look what's happened.
You seem a lot more chipper than you were yesterday.
Oh, I still feel like death. But I've been watching Darcy's videos. They're really quite energising. It's infuriating.
Yeah, Lauren made me watch one, and it made me want to put lit cigarettes out on my eyeballs.
Sure, well, that's how it starts. But before you know it, you're meditating in a toilet on a Shakti mat.
Oh, that's what those noises were. I was worried you'd gone full Elvis.
Anyway, just don't tell anyone she's coming in or she'll get poached.
I never thought a middle-aged man would be taking advice off a wellness influencer.
I am not middle-aged.
You're 41. How long are you planning to live?
Clive, why is Darcy's story coming in for a tour tomorrow?
Nobody's supposed to know about that.
Oh, my God. Can I meet her? I swear I'll be profesh.
No, you can't. I don't want another Stephen Fry fiasco.
I didn't know that was his husband. I genuinely thought he'd won a competition.
How do you know about this? Actually?
Don't look at me. I'm too shattered to do anything.
Clive, 250,000 people know about it. She's put it on Instagram. Haven't you seen it?
I had to put my phone down. My mum and my sister were getting a bit much.
Why has she put it on the internet? It's not exactly a trip to Disneyland.
She's an influencer, Ken. These people can't pass water without immortalising it on a feed.
I didn't know you had an Instagram account.
I don't. I got an angry phone call from the celebrity team.
Darcy reached out to me. Anyway, how is this a bad thing? You tasked Gladys to improve our social reach. She failed. I've gotten the job done while dealing with my dementia diagnosis.
Did it occur to you that there might have been a reason that neither Gladys nor the celebrity team reached out to an influencer known to have a connection to dementia?
Would you be very cross if I said I didn't?
Darcy's story is on an inter-charity no-fly list. She's a known nightmare.
Not even guide dogs will give her a sniff. I mean, that takes some skills.
So Clive's just invited Abu Hamza on the bloody plane.
For a tour of the cockpit.
How's Darcy's tour going?
Well, Ken, when I was 7, I got my leg caught in a trampoline and repeatedly smashed my head against the iron bar. And I've been thinking about that a lot today.
Why have you got a dog?
Oh, it's hers. She's in the research department. They wouldn't let her bring her dog in. And then she said, people who don't like dogs aren't to be trusted. And then she just cried for 3 minutes and did a post about it.
You okay?
No, I feel like I've been molested by stupidity.
Well, has she at least agreed to plug us on Mastermind?
I'm not sure she's going to win big on Mastermind, Ken. She thought Paraguay was a drink earlier.
I like your T-shirt, Clive. Is that Darcy's face on our logo?
Yep. Resistance is futile.
Is she gone yet?
No, she's in the research department.
She doesn't have the air of someone that's concerned with science.
There's a lot of chat about the healing power of crystals on her blog.
No, her mum donated her body to research, so she blagged her way into the research department.
Oh, well, I suppose that's fair enough. She just wants to ask them about that.
No, it turns out she's launching a carbonated vegetable drink. She wants them to endorse its ability to cure dementia.
Well, it won't.
No, I shouldn't have thought so. I could feel my brain cells expiring as she was talking about it.
I know people are angry at you for this, but I just want to say, all things considered, I'm really enjoying the way it's shook out.
Yes, thank you. It's still a big win for me.
Sure. So why aren't you with her, anyway? Harriet said she had to be fully supervised.
I've got to mind her dog. I'd ask Lauren to do it, but Ken's locked her in the conference room.
I had to. My acid reflux plays up if people are too excited around me. Get Archie to do it.
He's sick as a pig back at the flat. I honestly don't think I can handle Darcy in my condition.
Your condition?
I'm too sick to answer any more of her inane questions. I feel like I'm trapped on a pub quiz team with the entire cast of Love Island.
Ken, let Lauren out of the conference room.
Fine, but I'm expensing the Gaviscon.
Has Strictly Come Halfwit slung a hook yet?
Yeah, why was she spinning about like that?
Something about dancing being good for mental wellness.
It's so nice that these people can only improve their mental health by driving others to distraction.
I'm trying my best to get rid of her. Ow, pissing dog just bit me. Right, come on, you little bastard.
Tell her to take her fizzy broccoli and those ghastly T-shirts with her.
How's your cadaver cover-up going? Managed to stiff Sandra at British Hearts?
I think we're out of the woods. I pushed the press towards Sandra, but that conniving witch volleyed the shot. Looks like it's going to hit Pauline at Crohn's.
Do we like Pauline?
She's no Sandra, but I'd rather it hit her than me. Let's just get Darcy out of the building and we can celebrate how we've somehow navigated this week unscathed.
Ow, stop biting me or I'll kick you down the stairs, you glorified little ferret. Hello? Archie?
Clive, I've got good news and then I've got bad news and then good news.
Okay, well, give it to me in a classic shit sandwich.
Okay. One, the boiler is fixed and we can have a shower.
Right, what was wrong with it?
It's been leaking carbon monoxide. Hence why you've been feeling rough for weeks and I've been feeling rough since moving in with you.
Okay, and the other bit of good news?
You definitely don't have dementia.
Oh, bollocks. Well, that's hardly good news, is it?
No, Clive, it is. Do you understand what our charity does even a little bit?
Actually, I've got involved with a psychotic wellness influencer who thinks I have dementia. If she finds out I've been exaggerating, she'll unleash her digital hounds of hell. Would you want 500,000 angry Laurens just coming at you? I just need Darcy to lose interest and leave me alone.
You could try being rude to her, that usually works.
She's internet famous. She gets 1,000 death threats a day.
Fair point. She's been like marinated in bile. It'll bounce off her like a Nerf gun. Is that a dog?
Don't you start. I'm looking after little Bruno while Darcy feigns interest in what happened to her mum.
She brought her mum?
No, her mum died and she donated her body to Alzheimer's. Wait, that's it. I've got it. Actually, I've got to go.
When I find out who leaked our involvement in the MOD cadaver story, I shall kill for vengeance. And when I am done, I shall kill again for sport.
They already had the story. They just didn't know the specific charities that were implicated.
So it's fine that someone told them, is it?
Well, they did help us control the story. It's more of a controlled detonation.
I know it was you, Clive.
I'm sorry, I'm struggling to remember.
Shut up, Clive. She told me your malady was down to you being too lazy to get your boiler serviced.
Harriet, why would I destroy my blossoming relationship with Darcy?
You haven't. She's so busy being angry at the whole organisation, she's letting your fake illness slip into obscurity.
Well, the MOD thing is very shocking. I've always said that.
Clive, Darcy's not been herself since the news. She's back on gluten.
And we're unlikely to get our mastermind money now.
Shame that £1.70 could really have made a difference.
And we don't know that we definitely blew up her mum, so she is milking it a little.
And you'd know nothing about that sort of thing, would you?
The MOD experiments were still research that saved lives. I mean, most people seem to have been fairly understanding of it.
But exactly when will Darcy stop doing videos about us blowing up her mother?
I haven't seen any of these videos.
Haven't you? They're great. Lauren, do the honours. Pop a TikTok on for Ken.
No, she's a real person, Clive.
She's not a real person. She's an internet person. Oh, fine, I'll do it.
When I think of what my mum went through...
Such a lot of snot.
Honestly, who puts a ring light on to have a meltdown?
I'm never going to get to meet her now, am I?
It would be fair to say no.
Guys, she tagged us.
Great. More ammunition for Sandra on the WhatsApp group.
No, look. Incredibly, our follower count is actually up and our donations.
Of course it is. That's Newton's third law of internet celebrity. For every person who thinks you're amazing, there are at least 5 who absolutely hate you.
Well, that puts your 70 followers into a comforting perspective.
So, for everyone appalled for Darcy...
There are millions of people who found it very funny. And they've taken a short break from sending her little death threats to chuck us some money.
Like sending a drink over to the piano player.
Exactly that.
The internet is a sick place.
Shall we watch the video again?
Oh, yes, please.
This isn't funny.
It's a bit funny.
That was Do-Gooders by Garrett Millerick. It starred Anya Magliano as Lauren, Lisa McGrillis as Gladys, Garrett Millerick as Clive, Faye Ripley as Harriet, Ahir Shah as Achi, and Frank Skinner as Ken. The producer was Jules Long, and it was an Avalon production for BBC Radio 4.
And next week, the team head to a funeral with a series of ulterior motives.
On BBC Radio 4.
Maybe the goal of a rehearsal is not to dictate exactly the way everything needs to go, but to test the limits of what's possible.
An insider's view of classical music's best-loved works.
It's like colouring in a black and white outline of a painting.
Inside music with the people who perform it.
When you're really close, you should fly.
How to play, starting with Mozart's Requiem.
There's something quite perfect about his music that I'm